Well, we're working on wilderness mentality number 6.
Orang ujung ngebahas mentalitas padang gurun nomor 6.
And we want to be in Genesis chapter 16.
Enak orang ayah dina kejadian pasal 16.
This particular wilderness mentality is.
Mentalitas gurun nu khusus teh nu iya.
My behavior may be wrong, but it's not my fault.
Kelakuan abi panginten lepat nanging sanes kelepatan abi.
We're talking about the dangers of evading the real issues in life.
Orang ujungnya adalah bahayana ngahindar tina masalah nu nyata dina hirup.
We're talking about the dangers of not facing truth.
Bahaya mun henteu mayunan bebeneran.
About blaming all of our faults on somebody else.
Kenaan nyalahkeun batur.
Adam and Eve did not take responsibility for their sin.
Adam sareng Hawa henteu tanggal waler kanggo dosana.
Until we take responsibility, we cannot be set free.
Jika orang tanggal waler, orang moal tiasa dibebaskan.
Only the truth sets us free.
Mungkin beneran ngabebaskan orang.
Abraham and Sarah did the same thing Adam and Eve did.
Abraham sareng Sarah ngalakukeun hal nusami saperti Adam sareng Hawa.
As I was sharing when we finished earlier, they had a promise from God that He would give them a child. But God was taking longer than they expected Him to take. Does God ever take longer in your life than you expect Him to take? Many times we make the same mistake that Abraham and Sarah did.
Sering orang melakukan kelepatan seperti Adam sareng Hawa.
They took matters into their own hands.
Aranya nang ngurus perkara nyalira.
And actually when we do that,
larasna waktu orang ngelakukan itu,
it just delays our breakthrough.
Menyimpan terobosan orang.
Let's read in Genesis chapter 16.
Ya orang ngawas di Kejadian 16.
Verse 1. Now Sarah, Abram's wife, had borne him no children.
Yatiji Sarah, bojona Ibrahim, tegaduh putra.
But she had an Egyptian maid whose name was Hagar.
Anjana kaduan gandek istri, orang Mesir, namina Hajar.
And Sarah said to Abram.
Sarah nyaur ke Abraham.
See here, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children.
Tapi pangeran te dikersakan kaduh anak.
I am asking you to have intercourse with my maid.
Maha umpami akang ngarangkep sareng Hajar.
It may be that I can obtain children by her.
Manehna ngajuru budakna bade di aku ku abdi.
And Sarah listened to and Abram listened to and heeded what Sarah said.
Abram sapuk kana usul Sarai.
Now the first mistake that Abram made was he listened to what Sarah said in this situation.
Kalapatan Abram nu ngabitan nyaeta ngadukung naon nu disaurkeun ku Sarai dina kaayaan ieu.
There's certainly a time when men should listen to their wives.
Leres aya waktosna caroge ngadangukeun bojona.
Women are sensitive and discerning.
Istri biasana ka sareng tiasa ngabentenkeun.
And in many instances they're hearing clearly from God.
Biasa beberapa tiasa ngadangukeun ti Gusti jelas pisan.
But in this situation, Sarah was being emotional. Abram should have said, "No, Sarah, that's not a good idea. We're not going to do that." But Abram listened to what Sarah said. I have a husband that's very easy to get along with. And many times, Dave lets me do what I want to.
Antepkan abdi ngalakukan nuku abdi dipika hoyong.
But we have found out that the nature of a man is more logical than a woman.
Lawan pameket langkung logis tibatan istri.
A woman tends to be more emotional than a man does.
Istri langkung emosional tibatan pameket.
And sometimes when I'm just being emotional.
Kadang-kadang wartos abdi emosional.
Dave will tell me, Joyce, you're just being emotional and we're not going to do that.
Dave masih anterang ke abdi, Joyce, tong ngambek, sedang tekingin gitu.
Dave is often much better at waiting than I am.
Dave langkung sabar tibatan abdi.
For example, right now we're believing God for our own airplane.
Contohna abdi nuju iman kanggo-kanggungan kapal nyalira.
It's going to enable us to do much more in the ministry with a lot greater ease.
Dia bisa ngambilkeun tina pelayanan ku cara nu langkung gampil.
And I mean I want an airplane.
Contohna abdi hoyong kapal.
And I want it now.
Hoyong ayeuna.
And I've been wanting it for 2 years.
Ngantos-ngantosan salami 2 tahun.
And I tried to talk my husband into getting it.
And
he said, I'm not going to get the airplane until I save the money. He said, Joyce, we're not going to go in debt for this airplane. You're just going to have to wait. I've tried to talk him into it. I batted my eyes at him and tried to get him to do it. I acted pitiful. I did all kinds of things. But he was firm. He said, no. You're not going to get it till I save the money. And then I tried to talk him into getting a smaller plane. I said, it's just going to take too long to save all the money for that big plane. I said, I don't want to wait that long. Get a smaller plane. He said, no. We're not going to get a smaller plane and then have to sell it. He said, we know what God wants us to have and we're going to wait. Well, it's not always easy on my flesh when he does that. But in the long run, we're much better off. Abram and Sarah would have been much better off. They would have been much better off if Abram would have taken some authority. But it says that Abram listened to his wife.
Verse 3.
So Sarah, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her Egyptian maid, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his secondary wife. Now, as far as I'm concerned, a woman is not using very much wisdom if she gives her husband a second wife. That seems to me like that's going to cause trouble from the beginning. Verse 4, and he had intercourse with her, and she became pregnant. And when she saw that she was with child, she looked with contempt upon her mistress and despised her. Now I want you to notice what's happening here. Hagar had a good attitude previously. Now she has a bad attitude. It was an I'm better than you are attitude.
Abdi langkung saya tibatan anjun.
I'm carrying Abraham's baby and you're not.
Abraham, sedangkan anjan ente.
And she began to look at Sarah with a bad attitude. With a contemptible attitude.
Sikap anu ngahina ka Sarai.
Verse 5, then Sarah said to Abram,
Hatima ari Sarai puhkeun ka Abraham.
May the responsibility for my wrong and the deprivation of my rights be upon you. I gave my maid into your bosom, and when she saw that she was with child, I was contemptible and despised in her eyes. May the Lord be the judge between me and you. Now in this Amplified Bible, it says that she put the responsibility on Abram.
Alkitab jelas bisa nyeleskeun yen Sarai ngalepaskeun tanggal waler ka Abraham.
This is exactly what we're talking about in our lesson today. Sarah was the one who started this mess, and now she's blaming it on Abram. She said, "Now, Abram, it's your fault that Hagar's treating me this way." In verse 6, Abram gives her the problem right back. But Abram said to Sarai, "See here, your maid is in your hands and power. You do what you want to with her." And when Sarah dealt severely with Hagar, humbling and afflicting her, Hagar ran away from Sarai.
Akhirnya kabur.
Now you see, we have a situation here where basically everybody's running.
Hendak ningali ayah waktu sna manusia ngelepaskan tangga baler.
Abram didn't want to take responsibility for not dealing with his wife.
Abraham ayam tangga baler kumarki kerda urusan sareng bojona.
Sarah didn't want to take responsibility for having a wrong idea.
Sarah alim tangga baler karena gagasan ulepat.
Hagar didn't want to take responsibility for having a bad attitude.
Ajar alim tangga baler kumarki sikap nanu awon.
So in essence, everybody was running.
Dan tentu nama setiap jami nuju lompat.
I believe it's time for people to stop running and face issues in their lives.
Abi perjantan yete waktu senakan goliren tina lompat teras mayunan masalah-masalah ina kehidupan anak.
Some people spend all their lives running.
Beberapa orang hirupna disepken kanggo lompat.
But the longer you run, the more bondage you're in.
Langkung lami lompat saderek langkung.
The sooner you stop running and face issues, the sooner you get free.
Langkung enggal sadek liren tina 4 sareng mayunan masalah-masalah langkung enggal sadek dibebaskeun.
In verse 7 it says this.
Dina ayat 7 dijelaskeun kieu.
But the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness.
Angges sapika cinyusu malaikat pangeran nepangan Hajar.
In verse 8 says that God said to Hagar.
Ayat 8 nyaruskeun jan Gusti ngandika ka Hajar.
Where did you come from and where are you going?
Hajar rek kemana jeng rek.
She said, I am running away from my mistress.
Hajar ngawangsul abdi teh kabur di juragan Sarai.
And the next verse says what God told her to do.
Selanjutnya mesti ngandikan naon ngukedah dilakukan.
The angel of the Lord said to her, go back to your mistress and submit to her control.
Malaikat balik di kaditu, kumawulah di kasarai.
Now I really love this scripture because this says that God told her stop running. Face reality, face your responsibility.
Mayunan kenyataan, mayunan masalahna.
Because you see, the only way God can help us is if we're facing issues.
Hendak ningali hiji cina jalan Gusti nulungan urang nyaeta umpami urang mayunan masalah-masalah.
God doesn't help us run away from things, he helps us face things.
Gusti nulungan urang umpami lompat tina masalah. Nulungan urang mayunan masalah eta.
I'm sure that many of you are dealing with some pretty serious issues in your life right now.
Abi yakin sareti anta bisa derek mayunan masalah nu serius tina hirup saderek.
And I'm encouraging you, don't ignore them.
Abi nuju ngiatkeun saderek ulah ngan.
Don't keep procrastinating.
Ulah nunda.
Don't keep running.
Teging lompat teras.
Don't keep blaming someone else.
Teging ngalepatkeun usanes.
But just settle down and let God do what he wants to do in your life.
Rengsekeun sawias nu dikersakeunana dina hirup urang.
Remember that the Israelites spent 40 years trying to make an 11-day trip.
Ingat umat Israel nyaepkeun waktu 40 tahun dina nempuh perjalanan nu kedah namung 11 dinten.
They kept going around and around the same mountain year after year after year and never making progress.
Aranya namung muter bae di gunung Nusami taun ka taun dekantos ngadamel kamajengan.
They were blaming other things too.
Ngalepatkeun hal-hal nu sanesna oge.
But it wasn't their enemies, it was their attitude.
Geus sanes musuh aranya nanging sikepna.
Numbers 21:5 says,
Bilangan 21 ayat 5.
That the Israelites blamed God and they blamed Moses for everything.
Israel ngalepatkeun Gusti, oge ngalepatkeun Musa tina sagala hal.
What were they doing?
Anu ku aranjeunna dilakukeun?
They were evading the real issues in their life.
Ngahindarkeun masalah-masalah tina kahirupanna.
The real issue wasn't God or Moses.
Inti masalahna sanes Gusti sareng Musa.
The real issue wasn't even the problem.
Oge sanes tina masalahna.
The real issue was their attitude.
Aing tina sikepna.
You know how we act and behave is very important to God.
Sarek terang kumaha urang tindak ngalakukeun kalakuan teh penting kanggo Gusti.
We need to think a little bit more about our behavior.
Urang kedah ngemut sakedik ngeunaan tingkah laku urang.
It's good to think about what we believe.
Kita kudu ngemut ngeunaan naon anu ku urang dipercanten.
But our behavior is also very important.
Kalakuan urang oge penting pisan.
For a lot of years in my life, my behavior was very bad.
Memang tahun-tahun tina kehidupan abdi, kalakuan abdi awan pisan.
And as I said before, I was always blaming it on something else.
Petas nu parantos dijaruskeun abdi sok ngalepatkeun hal-hal nu sanes.
I blamed it on the fact that I was abused in my childhood.
Ngalepatkeun buktos yen abdi teh dikaniaya waktu sumurang kali.
Because my husband was or wasn't doing something.
Dipun lanceuk ngalakukeun atawa tapi henteu ngalakukeun naon.
I had a bad day at work.
Dinten-dinten nu awan di tempat di damel.
I didn't feel good.
Abi henteu ngaraos aman.
My kids weren't doing the right thing.
Anak henteu ngalakukeun hal nu sae.
It was always something else.
Nu sanes bae.
Then God began to show me that I just made excuses all the time.
Gusti nunjukkan ke abi yen abi osop milarian alasan salamina.
I just had this little excuse bag.
Mangkangwan kantong alit eusina alasan.
And to be honest, I think we've all got one.
Sajujurna, orang sadaya ngagaduhanana.
You know, I kind of just carried it around with me when I needed an excuse for something. I'd just reach in and get one, you know.
Adalah kerangku abi dicandak nguriling waktu sarti periyogi alasan kantun.
Well, God, I can't do that. I'm afraid.
Gusti abi hentetiasa ngalukkan etak abi siun.
Well, then I need another excuse.
Satrasna abdi meriogikan alasan sanes.
Well, I just have too many personal problems to deal with that.
Terpisan masalah pribadi nu kedah direngsekeun.
I can't serve other people. I have problems of my own, God.
Tidak bisa ngelayanan nu sanes abdi kagungan masalah nyalira.
I can't help out with that problem at church. I've got my own problems.
Abdi tidak bisa nulungan masalah di gereja abdi kagungan masalah nyalira.
My excuse bag was really full.
Kantong alasan teh tos pinuh.
Well, this is a big excuse. I can't even get it out.
Mohon, itu alasan awak angkat tidak sentiasa mengeluarkan anak.
Oh, this was a big excuse I had. Nobody understands me.
Ageng nu abdi gaduh dan seorang oke anu ngatos abdi.
You just don't understand what I've been through.
Tarek dengar tos na nuku abdi di alaman.
See, I would act bad, and then when people would confront me.
Tindakan awan, waktu selmi jalmi ngahakiman abdi.
I would say, well, you just don't understand me.
Ya soal kepribadian abdi.
Just my personality.
Hentang ngatos abdi.
Everybody's picking on me.
Jam-jam ini ujung ngagoda abdi.
And here's another excuse I had.
Iya, alasan nusanesna.
Well, I have a bad temper because I inherited it.
Tah abdi teh enggal ngambek eta warisan abdi.
My mother had a bad temper.
Pun biang enggal ngambek.
Or my father had a bad temper.
Tapi pun bapa enggal ngambek.
I act bad because I was abused in my childhood.
Lakuan abdi awon nuju alit abdi dikaniaya.
You know, God finally told me. I said, you know, God.
Masih terang abdi nyaris Gusti anjen terang.
I was treated bad.
Abdi dianiaya.
I said a dog shouldn't have been treated the way I was treated.
Anjing ogen te sapertos abdi.
He said, that's right, Joyce, you were treated bad.
Karena nya Joyce maneh diperlakukan awon.
And he said, that is the reason why you are the way you are.
Ye sapertna kunaon anjen aya ayeuna.
But he said, don't let it become an excuse to stay that way.
Eta ulah jadi alasan tetap sapertos kitu.
You see, the things that happen to us in our lives do help form our personality.
Hal-hal nu kajadanan dina hirup urang nulungan keur ngabentuk kapribadian urang.
And you may have different problems in your personality because of the way somebody's mistreated you.
Kadang tangitan kadu masalah anu benten dina kapribadian kumaha diperlakukan nepat.
Perhaps you're like me, you didn't get a very good start in life.
Pangeran sadarek paran sapertos abdi sadarek henteu sae di awal kehidupan.
But I tell you, with God, your start doesn't have to determine your finish.
Terangkan sadarek sareng Gusti awal hirup sadarek sanes akhir hirup sadarek.
You can have a bad start and have a great finish.
Mengawitana awon akhirna hebat.
The world is full of people who had a great start and they still finish bad.
Ieu dunya seueur nu ngawitan sae dina akhirna awon.
So it's not how we start, it's how we finish.
Sanes ngawitna nanging akhirna.
I'm just like my parents and they both acted this way.
Sapertos nu janten sepuh, aranjeunna ngadamel sapertos kieu.
And you know, that's the truth. Many of the things that I did, my father did.
Beneran, sareng ku abdi dilakukeun ku bapa oge.
I learned them from him.
Abdi diajar.
He was my role model.
Anjeun contoh kanggo abdi.
I didn't like him.
Abdi henteu resep ka anjeunna.
But here I was now acting just like him.
Anjeun kalakuan abdi sapertos anjeunna.
But God can change us if we'll let him.
Biasa ngarepi urang mami urang masihan kesempatan ka anjeunna.
Oh, and here was a big excuse I had.
Oh, abdi kagungan alasan nu langkung ageung.
I cannot submit to authority.
Abdi teu biasa tunduk kana otoritas.
Because I had someone in authority take advantage of me.
Kumargi nu kagungan otoritas ka abdi ngamanfaatkeun abdi.
And I just cannot trust people anymore.
Ka abdi henteu percanten ka jalmi-jalmi deui.
And you know, that was a fact too.
Tarek terang eta kok buktos.
All of these things were facts in my life.
Tarayana ge buktos dina hirup abdi.
They were things that really happened to me.
Aya hal-hal leres kajantanan ka abdi.
These are facts.
Eta buktos.
But this is truth.
Eta kebenaran.
And the truth is greater than facts.
Kebenaran langkung ageng tibatan buktos.
I've got some more excuses. I'm sure you want to hear them all.
Pada alasan dari harapan abdi sadaya kersa ngadangukeun da sadayana.
I had a bad day at the office.
Pikarsepen.
Well, this is just an area where I'm weak.
Ieu kalemahan abdi. Abdi teu tiasa.
I can't help it. I'm just weak in that area.
Nanggulangna abdi lemah dina widang ieu.
I'm confused. I just don't understand what you want.
Bingung mun teu ngartos naon nu dipikahayang ku sadaya.
I don't know if any of you had as many excuses as me.
Hadiah teu sadaya aya nu.
Well, you don't act any better than I do.
Tindakan saya kentel langkung saya ti batan abdi.
That was one of my biggest ones right there.
Biasa nabi nupang ageng na.
I mean, God would deal with me about my behavior.
Tapi Gusti Paris ngarupi tingkah laku abdi.
And I would say, well, Dave's acting the same way.
Abi Paris nyaris mohon, oke sami kelakuan na.
Why don't you correct Dave? I didn't understand why God dealt with me and he wasn't dealing with other people.
Abi enteng atas kunaon Gusti nyaur abdi mantena henteu nangani nusanes.
God wants us to learn to mind our own business.
Gusti mega hoyong urang diajarkeun ngurus urusan nyalira.
One day when I was complaining about how he was dealing with me.
Dinten waktu abdi nuju ngeluh ngeunaan kumaha mantena.
He said, "Listen, Joyce."
Tawana, dangukeun.
You've asked me for a lot, do you want it or not?
Minta loba pisan, naha maneh hoyong eta atawa.
To whom much is given, much is required.
Anu loba dibere, etanu peris loba dituntut.
Here was another excuse I had.
Ya alasan sanesna.
I'm just not ready to deal with this yet.
Bita acan siap nangani ieu.
Let's put that off for a little while longer, God.
Tabios bae, Gusti.
Oh, and one of my favorite ones.
Ya nu paling ku abdi dipikaresep.
It is just too hard.
Sah pisan.
Oh, I've still got some more down here.
My
goodness, I had a lot of excuses. Well, everyone else does it, God. If they can do it and get by with it, why can't I? And my last excuse in my bag. I don't feel good today. So often we use not feeling good as an excuse to act bad. But we have to stop making excuses.
Urang kerah liren, milarian alasan.
And start doing what's right.
Awitan ngalakukeun urang leres.
Why don't you make a decision right now that you're all finished with excuses?
Ngadamel hiji putusan ayeuna nu ngalirenkeun kanggo saraya alasan.
And from now on you're just going to do what God tells you to do.
Urang ngalakukeun naon nu diperintahkeun ku Gusti kanggo dilakukeun.
I remember an example I can share with you.
Abi imut hiji contoh kanggo saderek.
One day a friend of mine called and asked if I could take her to the bank.
Jangan telepon ke Kabumin harus kentiasa nganter ke bank.
She said her car wouldn't start and she really needed to go to the bank.
Kalau mobil nanti hirup, anjana harus kedah ke bank.
Well, I didn't want to leave my house and go to the bank.
Abi alim ngantunkeun rorombok sareng angkat ke bank.
Now, I'd been praying about walking in love.
Ayeuna abi parantos nenda kumaha hirup di jero kanyaah.
Now I had an opportunity but I didn't want to do it.
Abi kagungan kesempatan tapi alim ngalakukeunana.
See, we can pray about all kinds of things. But it's different when it comes down to doing them. When we're in church and we feel real spiritual, we can say, oh God, I surrender everything to you. I give myself to you, God. Your will be done in my life. And then as soon as God asks us not to do something we're getting ready to do, then all of a sudden we want to forget that we prayed that prayer. I'd been praying about walking in love. But now I didn't want to inconvenience myself just to take a friend to the bank. And so I acted pretty selfish with her.
Tindakan lebih mentingkan dirinya lira.
Just made up a whole bunch of excuses.
Ngadamel seueur alasan.
Finally ended up kind of losing my temper.
Akhirnya abdi ngambek.
She kept trying to get me to do it and I didn't want to.
Rencangan teras ngolo supados kersa nganter abdi tetap alim.
And after I hung the phone up, the Holy Spirit started dealing with me.
Atas nyimpen telepon roh suci ngabdi dan nangani abdi.
You know what that feels like, don't you? All of a sudden now you know you acted wrong. Well, I knew down inside I had acted wrong. But my mind was busy coming up with excuses.
And
God put it on my heart to call her back and apologize to her.
And
I had my excuses already. I was going to tell her I felt bad. Or I just had a super busy day. But then God told me, don't make any excuse. You call her and simply say, my behavior was wrong and I'm sorry. And there is no excuse. Please forgive me. It's amazing how fast we get set free.
Dan pisan orang dibebaskan enggal pisan.
When we stop making excuses.
Pas lirian milarian alasan.
And I want to encourage you in this way.
Tapi ngada orang sarik ngalakukeun ieu.
Don't just stop making excuses to other people.
Ulah mong liren milarian alasan ka nu sanes.
But stop making excuses to yourself.
Liren milarian alasan ka dirinya lira.
We're always excusing ourselves.
Mong sok milarian alasan ka nya lira.
God wants us to deal with ourselves.
Gusti hayang urang mereskeun dirinya lira.
Go to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
Jelaskeun kana pamindo pasal 7.
Verses 1 and 2.
Ayat 1 sareng 2.
You know, all these things that we have in our lives that are wrong are our enemies.
Sagala nu ku urang gaduh, nu awon eta teh musuh-musuh urang.
If you have a quick temper, that's your enemy.
Pamisarek enggal ngambek, eta musuh sarerek.
If you have an impatient attitude, that's your enemy.
Anjang ngambek teh musuh.
If you're selfish and self-centered, that's your enemy. We think all these circumstances are our enemies. But it's really the way we act more than anything else. God told the Israelites how to deal with their enemies. Verse 1 says, when the Lord your God brings you into the land which you are entering to possess and has plucked away many nations before you, the Hittites, the Jergesites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites.
Ada bangsa Het, bangsa Girgas, Emor, Kanaan, Hevi, dan bangsa Yebus.
They were always dealing with some kind of an ite.
Aranya nak kedah ngabereskeun jalmi.
We have our own little brand of ites, don't we?
Urang geus ngagaduhan label jalmi.
It may be the grouchy bossites.
Jasa janten eta teh juragan nu sok kukulutus.
Or the hard to get along with neighborites.
Atarampi tatanggi nu sesah diajak gaul.
Or the backache ites.
Nah, jalmi eta nyeri tangkeng.
Or the poverty ites.
Jalmi miskin.
Are the unsaved husbandites?
Tarogenu ta acan diselametkeun.
But we've all got our own brand of enemies.
Urang ageun nami musuh-musuh urang.
Verse 2.
Ayat 2.
And when the Lord your God gives them over to you and you smite them, then you must utterly destroy them.
Aihan kabeh.
You shall make no covenant with them, nor shall you show them mercy.
Ulah aya nu dipikarunya, komo diajak babarengan.
I believe when we make excuses for the areas in our lives that are wrong, that's a way of showing our enemies mercy. We're not dealing with them head on and getting rid of them. In verse 22 of Deuteronomy 7, it says, the Lord your God will clear out those nations before you little by little.
Eta bangsa-bangsa teku pangeran bakal dituntut disalingkirkan.
See, we're not going to get over all of our problems all at once.
Urang henteu ngarengsekeun masalah sakaligus.
No, it's going to happen little by little.
Moal ieu sakerik-sakerik.
Day after day.
Dinten ka dinten.
The Bible says that God changes us from glory to glory. But if we keep letting the Spirit of Truth march on in our lives, every day we get just a little bit freer and a little bit freer. At first you may feel like it's like taking one piece of straw off of a whole haystack.
Awi tante siga menarik jarami tina tumpukan jarami.
When I first came to know Jesus,
atau sabik ngawitan kenal Yesus,
I had a mountain of problems.
Masalah bisa gunung.
And even after 5 years of God dealing with me,
saparantos Gusti ngabereskeun salami 5 tahun,
I felt like my mountain only got that much smaller.
Perasaan teh gunung namung ngaalitan sakedik.
Many times I got discouraged.
Sering pisan abdi ngaros alit mana.
And God would encourage me with these scriptures.
Gusti bari ngiatkeun abdi ku ayat-ayat ieu.
That he defeats our enemies little by little.
Anjeunna ngalehkeun musuh urang sakerik-sakerik.
I also learned from these scriptures.
Abdi diajar tina ayat-ayat ieu.
that I cannot defeat an enemy until God gives it into my hands.
Maltiasa yang ngalahkan musuh dugi ka Gusti masrahkan ka abdi.
Sometimes we want to deal with issues in our lives that other people point out to us.
Kadang orang pada ngarengsekan masalah nu ditunjukkan ku nu sanes ka orang.
That God's not dealing with yet.
Ku Gusti acan direngsekan.
Sometimes when we deal with other people,
kadang-kadang orang nuju ngarengsekan nu sanes.
We want to be moving them along faster than God's moving them along.
Ngagerakkan enggal tibata nu digerakkan ku Gusti.
We're always wanting to say, well, now you should do this, and you should do this, and you shouldn't do this, and you shouldn't do that.
Rasanya Rios, anjana sakadahna ngalaukan ye, ye, kye, 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 sarang kye.
But we need to learn to let God be in charge.
Orang kena diajar Savios Gustinu tanggel waler.
Sometimes if God gives me a freedom in an area,
kadang-kadang umpami Gusti masian kebebasan di hiji bidang,
I may look at everybody else now who has that problem,
ayeuna abdi ningal setiap jalmi nu kagungan masalah eta,
and think, well, you need to be free from that.
Mutan abdi teh anjeun kedah dibebaskan ayeuna.
I forget sometimes that God set me free.
Abdi hilap yen Gusti nu ngabebaskeun.
And if God wouldn't have set me free, I'd still have the same problem they've got.
Umpami Gusti teu ngabebaskeun abdi masih sami sareng aranjeunna.
We have to be careful that our freedoms don't give us a spirit of pride.
Orang kada hati-hati roh kebebasan teh henteu masihan ka urang ka adigungan.
Actually, Deuteronomy 7:22.
Dina Pamindo 7 ayat 22.
Says that God delivers us little by little.
Gusti ngabebaskeun urang sakedik-sakedik.
He says you may not consume your enemies quickly.
Ulah bisa kalikeun ngabasmina.
Lest the beast of the field increase among you.
Ulah daratang nasa togalak matak nyusahkeun ka maneh.
And I believe that beast that he's talking about is the spirit of pride.
Abi pacanten satogalak teh nyaeta kaadigungan.
I think if God delivered us as quick as we'd like to be delivered sometimes,
kadang-kadang imbutan abi Gusti ngabebaskeun urang saenggal-enggalna,
that we would just get a spirit of pride,
ngapa lakukarkeun urang ngagaduhan roh kaadigungan,
which would cause us to be judgmental with other people.
Hakiman nusanesna.
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10.
Ayo urang ningali kana hiji Petrus pasal 5 ayat 10.
First Peter 5:10 says this.
Petrus 5 ayat 10.
And after you have suffered a little while,
di mana sangsara geus kaliwat ku abdi di aos dina Alkitab ku penjelasan.
Right. Well, I'll read it out of the Amplified and you can use that. And after you've suffered a little while,
di mana sangsara geus kaliwat lantaran sangsara teh moal sababaraha lilana.
The God of all grace,
Gusti sumbering anugrah,
who imparts all blessing and favor,
ngimpartasikeun sadaya berkah sareng karunyaan,
who has called you to his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus,
pantos nyaur kana kamulyaan nu langkeng di lebet Kristus Yesus,
will himself complete and make you what you ought to be,
baris ngalengkepan ku salira nyalira ngajantenkeun anjeunna sakumaha kedahna,
he will establish and ground you securely and strengthen you,
antara baris ngawangun sareng ngadamel pondasi nu aman tur ngiatkeun.
Now this scripture was very comforting to me when God showed me this.
Ayeuna ayat ieu ngahibur abdi saparantos ku Gusti ditunjukkeun.
It says, after I suffer a little while, then God will set me free.
Sarukeun saparantos sangsara sakedap, Gusti baris ngamerdekakeun urang.
Well, where does the suffering come in?
Mun, di mana kasangsaraan sumpingna?
I believe when I recognize that I have a problem,
abdi percanten waktu abdi terang yen abdi ka,
but I can't set myself free.
Tetiasa ngabebaskeun ku nyalira.
I have to wait on God.
Kadang ngantosan Gusti.
During that time of waiting, there's a suffering.
Sami ngantosan aya kasangsaraan.
But if I wait on God,
sami abdi ngantosan Gusti,
he will surely be faithful to set me free.
Mantana setia kanggo ngabebaskeun abdi.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that in one of our future lessons.
Kita akan nyarios ngeunaan ieu sakedik deui dina pengajaran-pengajaran urang.
It's so important that we face truth.
Penting pisan urang mayunan bebeneran.
We can never be free without it.
Mari bebaskan tanpa eta.
In Psalm 51:6, David said this.
Jabur 51 ayat 8, Daud nyarios kieu.
Or rather, God said to David.
Sapatosna Gusti ngadawuh ka Daud.
He said, I desire truth in the inner being.
Anu dipundut Gusti nya eta jujur sareng bener.
See, David had been in sin for 1 year.
Daud parantos geubis kana dosa salami sataun.
He had fallen into adultery with Bathsheba.
Dosa jina sareng Bathsheba.
And it was one full year later.
Setahun di harita.
And he still had not faced the truth.
Anjana masih teu acan mayunan bebeneran.
God sent a prophet to deal with him.
Gusti ngutus sareng bi kanggo ngemutan.
The prophet Nathan came to confront him.
Nathan dongkap ka kanggo ngahakiman.
And finally David faced the truth.
Dan akhirnya Daud mayunan bebenaran.
That what he had done was a sin.
Yang dilakukan teh lepat.
And you know, we might think, well, how could he go a whole year and not really face that he had been in sin?
Terampangin ten orang ngemut kumaha tiasa hirup sepanjang tahun ten mayunan pebenaran.
Not only did David commit adultery, he also committed murder.
Daud cenes mung jinah nanging maihan.
What happens is we deceive our own selves.
Kajadian orang nipu dirinya lira.
The Bible says in James 1:22,
Alkitab dina Yakobus 1 ayat 22,
that we deceive ourselves through reasoning.
Dan orang nipu dirinya liraku alasan.
Reasoning that is contrary to the truth.
Alasan teh sebaliknya tina bebeneran.
Here's an example I can share with you.
Ieu contoh kanggo saderek.
Many times God will speak something in our spirit.
Sering pisan Gusti nyarios ngenaan pebenaran di lebet roh.
Our heart bears witness and we know it's right.
Mana orang nyaksian, orang terang eta bebeneran.
But if it's not something we want to do,
ngumpami yeus sanes nu hoyong dilakukeun.
Then we quickly make an excuse.
Pasti enggal-enggal masian alasan.
We reason it out in our mind.
Ngemutan orang parantos ngemutan kanggo alasan.
We quickly enter into deception.
Enggal pisan orang lebet karena tipu muslihat.
And we totally lose sight of what God said.
Jalan pandangan ngenaan naon ku Gusti didawuhkeun.
And to be honest with you, I think this goes on all the time. One morning I was praying for a woman that was a volunteer in my ministry.
Jenjing abdi nuju nanada kanggo saurang istri nu ngabantos pelayanan.
She had been a faithful volunteer for a long time.
Anya teh sakura dewan nu satia kanggo waktu sulami.
And it came to my heart to bless her.
Aya gerendes dina manah kanggo ngaberkahanna.
I was getting ready to go to a meeting that day.
Dan harita abis siap angkat kanggo rapat.
I was standing in my closet picking out something to wear.
Abis nuju ngade payunan lomari nyandak anggean kanggo diangge.
And I was praying for this lady named Ruth Ann.
Abis nuju ngenanda kanggo istri nu namina Ruth.
I said, "Oh God, how can I bless Ruth Ann?"
Dan abis duh Gusti kumaha abis tiasa ngaberkahan Ruth Ann.
She'd been so faithful, God, how can I bless her?
Anjeun setia pisan Gusti kumaha abis tiasa ngaberkahan.
And immediately it came into my spirit.
Anu timbul dina roh abdi.
To give her a brand new red dress I had hanging in my closet. I had never worn that dress. And it was a pretty expensive dress. I knew it was God. But I didn't want to give it away. So my mind said, well, that can't be God. That dress is new. And I mean, just that fast, I talked myself out of the will of God. About a month later, I was praying for Ruth Ann again. Same meeting I was going to. I was in my closet again. Oh God, how can I bless Ruth Ann? God brought that red dress back in my face again.
Gusti nyandak anggean nu beureum eta.
Well, now this time it wasn't as easy to get out of.
Teu gampil kanggo mungkir.
But you see, every time we make an excuse, we make one more trip around the mountain.
Kurang ada alasan, sakali deui urang muteran gunung.
Well, then I said to God,
ras abdi nyarios ka Gusti.
Well, I bought those pretty red and silver earrings to wear with that dress.
Wah, abdi meser anggean eta sareng anting perakna bade dianggo sareng.
And then the Lord put this in my heart.
He
said, I was going to let you keep the earrings, but if it's a problem, give those to her too. Actually, I had never been able to wear that dress. I'd already had it about 3 months. But it was still in the plastic bag from the store. I even bought the dress a little bit bigger than what I normally wore. Because I liked it so much. And actually I know now that I didn't even buy it for me. I bought it for her and didn't even know it. See, God doesn't always ask us to give away something that's old and worn out. Sometimes God wants us to give away something new.
Kadang-kadang Gusti miwarang masian nu enggal.
God doesn't always ask us to give away something we don't like anymore.
Gusti tara miwarang masian anu ku urang parantos deui.
Many times he wants us to give away something that means a lot to us.
Sering pisan Gusti miwarang masian nu ku urang dibikaresep.
And yes, I finally did give Ruth Ann the dress.
Kenabi masian angkian eta ka Ruth Ann.
And now Ruth Ann works full time on my staff.
Ayeuna Ruth Ann didamel sapinuh waktu salaku.
And I still have to look at her wear my dress.
Masih katingali anjeunna nganggo anggian abdi.
But I was making excuses, and as long as I did, I couldn't walk in the will of God.
Abdi ngada mal alasan salami eta dilakukan abdi tetiasa mapas salui sareng pangersana.
So we always want to remember that we want to face truth.
Pangsa kembut kana naon nuku urang dipedagikan kanggo mayunan kanyataan.
Wilderness mentality number 7.
Mentalitas gurun nomor ka7.
Self pity.
Karunya diri sorangan.
Feeling sorry for ourselves.
Kaduhung kana dirinya lira.
Poor me.
Haraos diri teh.
Nobody treats me right.
Da aya saurang oge anung.
Everybody picks on me.
Setiap jalmi ngaganggu abdi.
Now the Bible teaches us against idolatry.
Adalek terang Alkitab nang kana zina.
And God showed me that self-pity is idolatry.
Bisi nunjukkeun yen mikanya dirinya lira teh cina.
Because it's turning in on ourselves.
Margia mung marhatuskeun dirinya lira.
Concentrating on ourselves.
Musatkeun ka dirinya lira.
All of our thoughts are on us.
Sadaya imutan ditujukeun ka urang.
All of our energy is on us.
Tenaga ge kanggo urang nyalira.
And what we're doing is perverting the gift of compassion.
Nuku urang dilakukeun nya eta mengparkeun anugerah welas asih.
God wants us to have compassion.
Simika hayang urang ngagaduhan welas asih.
But compassion flows out of us toward other people.
Welas asih teh ngalir ka luar ti urang kanusanes.
For self-pity turns in and makes us more and more selfish.
Pamurang mikanyah dirinya lira teras lebet teras ngakibatkeun urang mentingkeun dirinya lira.
Always remember God wants you reaching out to someone else.
Sing imut Gusti mika hoyong sarek marhatoskeun usanes.
I've noticed in my own life when I have a problem.
Sabi marhatoskeun hirup saderek waktos abdi ngagunakeun hiji masalah.
But sometimes I can't help myself.
Kadang-kadang orang henteu tiasa nulungan dirinya lira.
But even while I cannot help myself.
Sementara abdi henteu tiasa nulungan dirinya lira.
God will anoint me to go help somebody else.
Singurapan kanggo nulungan usanes.
Sometimes I can help somebody that's got a similar problem to the one I have.
Abdi tiasa nulungan usanes nu kagungan masalah sami sareng abdi.
But yet I can't help myself.
Aing abdi henteu tiasa nulungan dirinya lira.
Why?
Kunaon?
Because God wants us reaching out, not in.
Gusti hayang urang marhatoskeun kaluar sanes kalebet. Lamun abdi nujuwangan marhatoskeun sareng.
If I reach out and help somebody else, I'm sowing a seed in their life.
Sareng nulungan usanes abdi nuju barkeun pinih dina hirup aranjeunna.
That God will use to bring a harvest in my own life.
Gusti baris ngangge kanggo hiji panen ageung dina hirup abdi nyalira.
For many years I just tried to solve my own problems.
Tahun-tahun abdi nyobi ngarengsengkeun masalah ku nyalira.
Finally I got so fed up with myself.
Akhirna abdi bosen nyalira.
I thought I don't want to think about myself anymore.
Pikir mal bais mikir diri sorangan.
I don't want to talk about myself anymore.
Mal nyarios ngenaan diri nyalira deui.
I even got tired of believing God for something for myself.
Tapi bisa nganggo iman ka Gusti kanggo diri nyalira.
I just felt like I lived in this prison of just me, 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 me.
Harus hidup dina panjara mung abdi, 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 abdi nyalira.
When I deposited myself with God.
Tapi sumerah diri ka Gusti.
And I started reaching out to other people. That's when God started setting me free. Now let's talk for a minute about martyrs. There are true godly martyrs. People who suffer for the sake of the gospel. But there are people that I will call phony martyrs. People who live sacrificially but not for the right motive.
Jalmi-jalmi nu kurban nanging motifna salah.
Perhaps a woman who works hard in her home but considers herself everyone's slave.
Angeten hiji istri nu didamel ti hotat di bumina ningali dirina salaku pembantu kanggo nusanes.
And I've known people like that.
Abi kenal jalmi-jalmi sapados kitu.
I'm thinking of somebody right now.
Abi nuju ngemutan salah saurang ayeuna teh.
That was constantly telling me everything she did for her family.
Dan masian terang ka abi ngeunaan di bidang malah kanggo kulawargana.
And how mistreated and misunderstood she was.
Kumaha anjeunna lepat diperlakukan sareng lepat ngartosna.
She always made a big deal out of everything she did for everybody.
Anjeunna sok tuwur tawar kanggo naon nu bari silakukeun kana.
When people talk all the time about everything they're doing for people.
Sapanjang watos ngeunaan sagala anu nuju dilakukeun kun sanes.
They're doing it for wrong reasons.
Ngalakukeun kanggo alasan-alasan nu lepat.
The Bible says we should do what we do for people in secret unto the Lord.
Urang sakedana ngalakukeun kanggo nu sanes teh sacara rahasia di payuneun Gusti.
The dictionary says this about a martyr.
Kamus nyariuskeun ngeunaan saurang martir.
That is a person who makes a great show of suffering.
Nunjukeun kasangsaraan nu hebat.
In order to arouse sympathy from other people.
Perseueur nu mikarunya.
In other words, we want other people to feel sorry for us.
Well,
look at how hard I'm working. Don't you feel sorry for me?
Well,
look at how little I have in life. Don't you feel sorry for me?
Well,
let me tell you how bad I feel so you can feel sorry for me. Let me tell you how my boss mistreats me so you can feel sorry for me. And you know, we just wear ourselves out trying to get sympathy. And even if we get it, it doesn't do us any good. If everybody in the whole world felt sorry for you, it wouldn't change your problem. So we're wasting our energy. We might as well spend our time believing God and not feeling sorry for ourselves. Let me share with you how I used to feel sorry for myself.
And
some of the things I did trying to get sympathy from my family. My husband loved all the sports. He loved golf and football.
Resep golf sareng sepak bola.
Just any kind of sport, he loved it.
Olahraga naon bae resep.
And here in America, sports are on television a lot.
Di Amerika seueur pertunjukan olahraga dina TV.
And every Sunday afternoon, Dave wanted to watch sports.
Tiap Minggu sonten Dave nonton siaran olahraga.
And I didn't want him to watch sports.
Ningali siaran olahraga.
I wanted him to pay attention to me.
Hayongna merhatoskeun abdi.
I thought, what about me?
Pikir ari abdi kumaha?
Nobody's paying any attention to me.
Desa orang oge anu maratoskeun abdi.
So if he was going to watch sports,
enten bami anjeunna bari nonton olahraga.
I started cleaning house and working.
Abdi berbersih sareng di damel.
And the harder I worked, the sorrier I felt for myself.
Tong getali di damelna abdi langkung kaduhung.
Everybody else is having fun and I do all the work.
Sanes sukan-sukan abdi di damel.
And then I would try to get Dave to feel sorry for me. I would keep going into the room where he was at.
Angkat ke ruangan di mana anjana ayah.
With my vacuum cleaner.
Tukang moceng.
And my dust rag.
Sarang elap.
And I'd have my head hung down.
Abi tungkul.
And I would think, surely he's going to see how hard I'm working and know he's mistreating me.
Mutan abi anjana bersingali abi getol di damel sarang ngaraos kaduhung lepat ngalukan abi.
And then I would go way back in the back of the house. As far back as I could get. And I would sit down on the floor and cry. And I would cry and cry and cry and cry. I'd cry until my eyes got all red. And all my eye makeup was running down my face. And I just looked terrible. And my hair was messed up.
Rambut acak-acakan.
And I was sweating from the emotional fit I was in.
Kesanganku makin ujung ngambek.
And I would think how nobody loved me.
Ayah saurang oge anu marhatoskeun abdi.
Nobody cared about me.
Ayah anu paduli.
What a miserable life I had.
Dikasirihan hirup teh.
And I was born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Abdi juga barkeun deui sareng dibaptis ku Roh Suci.
I already was teaching a Bible study in my home.
Ulang pemahaman Alkitab di bumi.
That was back when I had my 25 or 30 people.
Aku menuju ngalayanan 25 atau nabi 30 jalmi.
And if I wouldn't have changed, that's all I'd still have.
Kami abdi henterobi iya nuku abdi di gaduhan.
I'd still be back there with those same 25 or 30 people.
Masih di tempat nu 25 atau nabi 30 jalmi.
We have to change.
Urang kedah robi.
And then God will promote us.
Terus dibaris ngapromosikan orang.
We can't change ourselves.
Urang kedah tiasa ngarobi dirinya lirik.
But God will change us if we let Him and trust Him.
Terus dibaris ngarobi orang umpami.
So I would cry and cry and cry.
And then abi mong nangis-nangis sareng nangis.
And then I'd finally go find a big mirror and look at myself.
Unteung ningali diri abdi dina unteung.
And when I saw how pitiful I looked.
Katingali pisan pikasedihanana.
Then I'd cry some more.
Terus abi nangis deui.
I think, oh, I really look bad. Then I would go back out where my family was. And I would walk through the room where they were at. I'd hold my head down and walk real slow. And I'd look very pitiful. Hoping to get some attention from my husband. And I remember one day he said this. Honey, if you're going to the kitchen, would you bring me back a drink? I thought, a drink! I'm going to hit you in the head with a drink. I would just be miserable. By now I had a headache and a stomachache. I was nervous and exhausted. I was worn out. And finally Dave would say, honey, is anything wrong with you today? And I would say, no, what makes you think anything is wrong with me? So I wasn't dealing on a truthful level. I was playing silly emotional games. And I was letting a spirit of self-pity control my life. And I'll never forget when God said this to me. He said, Joyce, you can be pitiful or you can be powerful, but you're not going to be both.
Joyce, maneh bisa mikanyah diri tur, maneh bisa kuat, tapi maneh tetap bisa jadi kaduana.
And I would say that to you also today.
Dibaris nyarios kasadarek tinten iya.
You can be pitiful or powerful, but you'll never be both at the same time.
Biasa mikanyah kadiri nyalira sareng kiat, nanging mual tiasa janten duana na dina waktu nusami.
The Bible says in Isaiah 61 that God will give us beauty for ashes.
Yesaya 63 yang Gusti Bais nganugerahkan hiasan mastaka gentas kul lebu.
You have to give up the ashes, then he gives you beauty. A lot of people want to keep all their ashes sitting around somewhere and have the beauty too. We like to keep all of our little problems from the past in a little box so we can pull them out and look at them.
But
we have to let the Spirit of God blow those things away. So we can be truly free. You have to give up the pity if you want to have the power. Just think about it. You sow a seed of pity and God gives you back power. Mark 8:34 was a life-changing scripture for me. Jesus was talking to his disciples, telling them what they had to do if they wanted to follow him. And this is what the Amplified Bible says. And Jesus called to him his disciples. Jesus called his disciples and said to them, 8:34. If anybody intends to come after me, let him deny himself, forget himself, ignore himself, disown and lose sight of himself, and all of his own interests, and let him take up his cross and follow me. Now many times we hear messages about taking up the cross of Christ. And sometimes it's presented in a wrong way. There is a cross that we have to carry. But it's not a cross of a lot of bad things. It's not a cross of disasters and sickness. It's not a cross of poverty and failure. But the cross that we're to carry is to live an unselfish life. God has called us to walk in love. He said, one new commandment I give unto you. That you love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. 1 Corinthians 13 says love is not selfish. God is love. Jesus was God come in the flesh. So he said, if you want to be like me, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to fashion your life after me, if you want to walk in love, then you have to live an unselfish life. And it's a daily challenge.
Tantangan setiap dintena.
It's not something that we do one time.
Dilakukan mung sakali.
But many times we say no to self.
Sing bisa urang kada nyarios henteu ka dirinya lira.
The Apostle Paul said, it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me.
Abdi nu hirup dina diri abdi nanging Kristus nu hirup di lebet abdi.
And he said, I die daily.
Karena deui abdi maot tiap dinten.
A lot of people don't ever understand those scriptures and so they never grow up. If we want to follow Christ, we have to forget about ourselves. Lose sight of ourselves and all of our own interests. Take up our cross and follow Him.
Angkat salib urang, giring anjana.
I would hear my mind doing this.
Abdi baris ngadangukeun imutan.
What about me? What about me? What about me? What about me?
Kumaha urang abdi, kumaha sareng abdi, kumaha sareng abdi.
God said, forget about you.
Kawan Gusti, pohokeun diri maneh.
You do what I'm telling you to do, Joyce.
Bere nyaho kudu lakukeun ku maneh, Joyce.
And I'll think about you.
Kami beres mikiran maneh.
You don't have to think about yourself if God's thinking about you.
Adakeun teu kedah ngeunaan sadayana lira umami Gusti nuju ngamutan saderek.
So your life is a seed.
Parkeun diri saderek salaku bini.
And God will use you to bring a great harvest in other people's lives.
Amen. All
right, we need to close this session now, but we'll be excited about the next one. God bless you.
Bangga nutup sesi ieu ayeuna urang kedah sumangga tina sesi salajengna. Gusti ngaberkahan saderek.